Midday Prayer. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Matthew chapter 6, verses 27 through 34. Which of you, by being anxious, can add one moment to his lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory was not dressed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today exists and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, won't he much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, don't be anxious, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or with what will we be clothed? For the Gentiles seek after all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Each day's own evil is sufficient. Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of men to see if there are any who understood, who seek after God. Every one of them has gone back. They have become filthy together. There is no one who does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and don't call on God? There they were in great fear, where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back his people from captivity, then Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Lord, I now take 1 minute of silence. I pause midday to give you thanks and to draw close to you, especially in the midst of the chaos and anxiety that surrounds me. I ask that you speak to me in the innermost part of my being, the words that I most need to hear from you in this moment. Thank you. the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, grant me strength and grace for the remainder of this day. Be merciful to me, Lord, that I may bring your mercy to all those whom I encounter today. Grant me patience and peace, that I may listen to the promptings of your Spirit and move in humble obedience to your will. Grant this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.